Could you give at Marks with Mike's podcast a shout out? Shout out!
Hey, yo!
What a maneuver! Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Are you kidding me?
The irresistible force meeting the
Yo, you already know what it is by the sound of my voice. That's right, it's your boy, Mr. 6'9". JT back in this piece once again. Of course, I'm joined by the co-host L Cheats. What's up, Bobby?
Yo, what's going on? You know what I mean? Back at it again. Cheats in La Casa. Once again, an honorary Us in La Casa. Let's go.
Hey, I see you. And of course, we cannot do this alone. Of course, coming at y'all again, the honorary, I guess you could say, team member of the crew, representing, of course, Get Your Podcast. We got Justin Owls.
Yo, 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 what it do? We here, we live. Scissor me ass, daddy.
Got you. And of course, coming to the show for the first time and trying to get this to happen for over a year, we got representing the BK Spade Show. BK himself in the house. What's going on?
What's going on, man? I'm just glad to be able to get on the podcast and talk about wrestling because my show is not wrestling centric. So this is great. I'm glad to be here today.
Yes, yes, yes. So we got everyone inside the building. We done did the actual and the factuals. Let's go ahead and get this thing popping. Let's get the whole crew inside the board. And as we do every single week, got to go ahead and hit it with it real quick. Make sure y'all do this, man. Make sure y'all are like, following, and subscribing everywhere that we're available. It's easy. It's the name of the show, at Marks and Mice. We are available, of course, on the Book of Faces, Twitter, IG, TikTok, Twitch, every single podcast streaming out inside the world. I'm not going to name them because if you have a podcast listening out, you already know which ones I'm talking about. Psych, I'm talking about Spotify. I'm talking about iHeartRadio. I'm talking about Amazon Music. I'm talking about Podbean. I'm talking about Stitcher. Tuned in. Look, y'all get the drift. We everywhere that is available. iHeart. All that. And guess what? If you can find us there, you can find Get Your Podcast. You can also find the BK Spade Show there as well. And oh, real quick, got to give a shout out to Nova Kane. Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, Nova Kane. I'm tired of you. I'm leaving the show. I'm kidding.
So, the reason that we here, man, I mean, listen, it was one of the best things going the whole entire week. Everyone was anticipating it. I've been saying it on the show for weeks. If you don't hear it and come back, I'm going to give it up. And he finally came back.
What do you think? Andrade against Sammy?
Let's talk about it real quick, man. Before we even get to the screen rules and break, let's get this news out real quick. So AEW news, let's talk about this, man. Apparently, Andrade and Sammy were having some exchange of words all through social media, Twitter. Andrade did an interview talking about Sammy Guevara acting like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? You hit too hard. And his whole thing was, John Cena didn't complain. Sheamus didn't complain. Why are you complaining? The Miz didn't complain. And the Miz have been called soft for like decades. You know what I'm saying? So if they ain't complaining, why is you complaining? So Sammy went ahead and went on Twitter, unannounced to Andrade, said, "You ain't nothing but a jobber at best. Be thankful." Then Andrade was like, "Well, at least if I'm going to talk something, I can see it in your face." And then he went ahead and tagged Sammy Guevara. We got an exchange back and forth. It was even to the point that Ricky Starks got in the mix, and he was like, "Yo, I wish my coworkers would not bring their problems to Twitter." And it got bad. So they were still exchanging insults. And then Andrade was like, "All right, I'm going to see you Wednesday. I'm going to pull up on you." And he did just that. He pulled up on Sammy and put them paws on. So apparently, after he put them paws on him, speaking of putting paws on somebody, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole, If y'all haven't seen that video, I gotta say that was like the smoothest sucker punch I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't see it. So it was a sucker punch?
Yeah.
It was like a Superman punch.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. Like that punch came from like the ancestors, the motherland.
Wow.
He reached right back in 1700 BC, cocked back, and lit homie up. But apparently Andrade did the same thing to Sammy. So what's your opinion on this? Because people are saying he's doing this to get fired. So what's your opinion on this? Let's go down the line. I'm going to start off with Cheech, BK, then Just.
Fuck these kids.
I mean, if he's trying to do that to get fired, it's kind of like, you know, petty. It ain't like the works that way. If he's like a real dude, you know what I mean? He'll put up with nobody shit. You know, that's different. You know what I mean? But he just thinks that it's obviously that they don't have a locker room leader or somebody to maintain stuff behind scenes. You know what I mean? Everything just come out on social media. So I don't care. You know what I mean? But it's obviously, to me, Andrade haven't been used to his potential. So, it was some jabs. You know what I mean? It could have been managed a different way, but I didn't mind. You know, Sammy Guevara, it seems like he's getting in trouble every other day. And no repercussions. We've been from the back from the Sasha Banks comment. You know,
right?
And Eddie Kingston,
you
know, he still was on TV. So what's going on? I don't know.
Okay, I got you. BK, what's your opinion on this?
Man, it sounded like they are the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj of pro wrestling right now. But you know, if he's trying to get fired, when has this worked for anybody, like recently here? True. Like, especially in AEW, is it not the case of them trying not to fire anyone right now? Because losing anyone on this roster to WWE will be damaging. They are not in the best position to lose anyone, given that new ownership, they have to make a good impression. The CM Punk thing just happened not too long ago. So I don't see this working in Andrade's favor, at least not right now, maybe down the line. But I like what said about the room, basically. Like the rest over there, and that is the atmosphere that they sold to a lot of the superstars going. So it's like, what can you do about that? Because you got to take the good with the bad when you have an open atmosphere like that. Rules are put in place for a reason, and when you don't have the right set of rules, chaos will ensue.
Message. Let's go ahead and get to Just Wyatt.
Yo, for real, this reminds me of a song, and I bet you this best describes Sammy Guevara. Somebody come get her, he acting like a stripper. You know that song?
Yeah,
he ain't lying.
That's
right.
talking all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, first off, like, Andrade was asked about it in an interview, right? So he talked about it, right? Sammy, like a little punk, went to Twitter, like he always does, and Andrade said, okay, if you got a problem, let's talk about it. And they talked about it, and you saw what happened. To me, I don't think he's trying to get fired. I think he's just trying to send Sammy a message. Like, you can't just be over here talking all this shit and expect nothing to happen. Plain and simple.
You straight up.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
And that's what it boiled down to. But listen, anytime Sammy Guevara's name is mentioned inside a storyline, I know two things for sure.
Extortion. Another type of fuckery.
It's going down, okay? Each and every time, we know that's going to be the case when it comes down to Sammy Guevara. It ain't never been a good type of atmosphere with his name mentioned. I mean, Cheech said it. You go all the way back to, you know, the whole entire thing with the Sasha Banks comments. You go all the way back to You look at the fact of the thing with Eddie Kingston. You go back before that with this ex-fiance. Ooh. with his new wife, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sami Zayn has been attached with AEW in turmoil since day one. Since day one. Think about that. This company's 3 years old, going on four. And every year, Sami Guevara's name has been in some type of a scandal, something that's trending for the wrong reason on Twitter. And every single time, they let him right back in the door like nothing happened. Well, the thing about that, they said Chris Jericho backed him. Why wouldn't he? Of course. That's his boy. Right. So that's the reason why Andrade got sent home. But I don't think Andrade hit him hard enough, because if Andrade really wanted to swing on him, I don't think Sami would have been inside that main event.
Right.
And actually got the pin. Let's talk about that. But you know, that's a little bit of AEW news. Also in AEW news, John Moxley signed a 5-year contract extension.
Who the fuck signs a 5-year contract?
Listen, that wouldn't have.
Apparently, Tony Khan is scrambling. I don't know how much money he offered him, but whatever it was, I don't think he's leaving. He's going to be an AEW lifer. He gave him a 5-year extension.
Wifey on her way.
Yeah. Renee on the way, too. So that, to me, tells me, listen, man, I need you. If you leave me, this company going to fall apart. Put what you want on a piece of paper, and I'm going to match it. And I'm pretty sure he have got the bank, because ain't no way, if I'm John Moxley, I'm signed for the same amount of money that I signed for when y'all first launched. No way at all. Because my name goes hand in hand with AEW. When people say AEW, think of me. Okay? Three-time AEW champion. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy about that. In other news, CM Punk apparently staying with AEW. You know, That's the rumor. He's going to have an office role. So that's the rumor.
To put the man in the office?
Put him in the office. Might as well.
He's going to be like that uncle. They have all the locks on the door because he doesn't want what happened again.
Oh, Uncle Pete. That's Uncle Pete.
Uncle Pete have all the locks.
Uncle Pete off of Soul Food. Got all the locks
are not going to get in here, boy. Yeah, all these
lines. He ain't even playing with them. But let's talk about it, though. Let's talk about it, man. Let's also talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that Extreme Rules quite possibly as a pay-per-view was aight, but the ending was definitely it. So let's talk about it, man. Let's get into it. The first match out the gate. Banger after banger after banger.
Banger.
Man, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Brawling Brutes going up against Imperium. Was anyone expecting that match to go out first?
No, actually, I didn't think. I actually thought that the Liv Morgan Ronda Rousey match was going to go on first. You know, kind of get that out the way. Kind of get that out the way and, you know.
It's a good thing it didn't go first.
Yeah,
I think they made the right call.
Yeah, to me, I thought about that, but the thing is, they have to, you know, it's the first match, so you got to get the people going.
True.
But then they put the girls in. It kind of messed up because it went down a little bit after that in that match. You know what I mean? But to me, Philadelphia's, you know, a hard place to, you know what I mean, go play, you know what I mean? So,
oh yeah.
The fact that they were kind of in there, you know what I mean? Of course, at the end was the cherry on top, but that match, they were going back and forth. You had the, you know, Gunther and Sheamus one-on-one, you know what I mean? That you see the possibility, like, I was thinking, like, if Sheamus going to get the pin, but it won't be on Walt, you know what I mean, on Gunther. You know what I mean? So in a way, the way they set it up, it kind of like this feud, believe it or not, still got legs in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like the one feud that I'm looking forward to going like to see more of right now. Like everything else can be reset, but that one I need more of them six people just going back and forth, because it's like the trains coming on two different tracks about to collide. Like every single time they hit the ring together, it's just greatness.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and you know, I think all six of these dudes have wrestled each other before coming here, so you could tell like there was a huge amount of chemistry. And the fact that like Pete Dunne is Pete Dunne right now, like it also like highlights him in this match as well too. So I thought this match was great. Yeah, yeah, and they made the right call having this first.
Everybody got in shape, you know what I mean? So they believable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Benji dude, you know what I mean? Like. The match flow,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It was a banger. Sure. And, you know,
we have
them,
you know, what is it, the Brutes? They ended up on top.
Would
have been
nice for a title to be on the line, though.
Ooh, I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see WWE making a six-man tag because, hell, they barely got this tag team division together, but... I do want to say this. I mean, seeing those two, seeing those six men, I should say, together inside that ring, good old Danny Boy. What was it, a Danny? I can't remember the name of the damn match, but oh, there it is, a Danny Brooke match. Sorry. Basically, anything goes. I mean, it was definitely everything. It lived up to it. And when's the last time you've been excited to see a six-man tag match that did not involve the New Day?
True.
So think about that.
Right.
You know, so this is something big, and I'm with you, DK. Run this back. Keep stirring the pot. Keep it going, because I need more of this. Let's go on to that next match, Papa.
Yeah, run it back. I'm going to go ahead and, you know,
okay,
let's go.
Yeah, so we spoke on that a little bit. Okay. I'm gonna let BK give us a pin on this match, and then we're gonna go to Just, we're gonna go to Cheech, and then we'll get to me. But BK, get your opinion of this match.
Man, this feels like being thrown into the fire. Because I see the backlash online. If you say that you didn't like this match or you talk about Liv, it's a problem. But I'm okay with jumping on the fire. So look, she was out of her element here. It, whatever the match was, it really should have just been a tables match. I would have felt better about that. They didn't even give us the table spot that, you know, gave her big momentum push into this arena this time. Like, the putting Ronda on the table, jumping from the top rope to the outside would have been icing on the cake for this match. And I think it would have popped the crowd a lot more than any of those chair shots and that damn bat that they brought into the ring. Like, oh my gosh. Take those two moments away and you have a decent match. But I think it should have just been a table match. It could have been quick, done, to the point, and we all would have felt better about it. But if I had to rate that thing, it is a low 2 out of 10, which is not good. You know, nobody was prepared for this match.
Damn, I'm with you. Hey, look, bro, stand on that, okay? And I'm gonna stand with you. Just Wyatt. Your opinions on this?
He's right. I mean, since day one, like, Liv is definitely out of her element when it comes to an Extreme Rules match involving Ronda Rousey. I mean, Ronda Rousey herself is a weapon, you know what I'm saying? So, you, like she said, you combine her with an actual weapon, it's just going to be unfair. And, like, to me, you know, I agree. Like, low two, yeah, for sure. I mean, we all kind of knew that, like, Liv was going to, her run was going to be short. So, I mean, it did what it was supposed to do, you know, get the title on her for the Money in the Bank and then get the title back on Ronda, right? But I know there's a lot of people on Twitter talking about Liv smiling after she got submitted. Like, to me, I think she was just smiling at the fact that, like, wow, I actually was a WWE Women's Champion for, you know, like 1.5 months. I got to do that, you know, and so now I...
You're crazy, man.
Live forever.
Spotlight on you, Will Teach.
It's not believable whatsoever. That's the disconnection from the get-go. You have Ronda Rousey, you know, when she was in doing MMA, knocking bitches out, tapping them out, and you're gonna tell me that Liv Morgan is gonna get off of a block? You know what I mean? It's just not believable. I'm not taking nothing away from Liv. Ronda Rousey, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just don't add up, and you know what I mean? Like you said, like, you know, people protecting Liv or whatever, but she's smiling, and then you got the rumors because, you know, mostly her and Seth Rollins, her Twitter handles went black, you know what I mean? I guess there was an interview after the match or whatever, and she was like in a basement in the corner rocking.
I seen that.
So perhaps that's the only way they could justify her, and for her like to get burned, but for her to perhaps be part of something bigger. But there's a lot of things, like who's gonna be part of, you know, of they say, let's say the Wyatt Six, is she gonna be one of the girls? She's gonna be Sarah Logan. Alexa Bliss, somebody totally new, you know what I mean? And that's the rabbit hole, you know what I mean? But the match, it just, I was glad when the bell rang.
Get out of here. Get out of here, man. Shit, I'm saying.
Okay. I'm going to give it to y'all, and I am going to be as transparent as I can about this match.
Hate it.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not going to lie to the people watching and listening. That was just not the match for tonight. I definitely agree with BK. Should have been a table match. I don't know about extreme rules, but I understand, like, you know, hey, it's extreme rules. We got to have an extreme rules match.
She was out of her head.
Yeah, she was, but the thing is like, I like Liv as a wrestler. Like, I do. But going up against a Ronda Rousey, I would have needed, like, something more for her to evolve. Like, Ronda's really pushing me to be this ruthless, hardcore chick. Just you jumping off of the top rope to the outside on the table. Yeah, it popped the crowd before Extreme Rules, but I needed more than that. And no one should be carrying it back to the ring unless your name is Sting or Chris Jericho. Okay? That's it. Sting and Chris, I'm not saying that women can't carry bats. I don't need y'all coming bashing Marcy Mice because I said Liv should have been carrying the bat, but she could have carried something else. She could have carried a cricket. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a cricket. Just, like, Ronda Rousey. You know what I mean? Like, right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, she got a couple of those shots in, and so did Ronda Rousey. But those chair shots Liv was given. Ronda Rousey remind me of the chair shots Hulk Hogan was given.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's WCW, the little team. I'm like, oh, what is this? It's like, where is, first of all, the ring is usually mic'd up.
Yeah.
Like, and if the microphones in the ring couldn't pick it up, then I know those are love taps.
Oh, yeah.
Those are straight love taps. And I'm sorry, but don't get me wrong. Like, Liv looked good, but let's talk about Ronda, too. Rhonda, come on now. You've been doing this for about 3 years. No, 4 years, because she debuted in 2018. Been doing this for 4 years now, baby girl. We got to get a little bit better at this. Got a little bit.
It's the best part.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's both.
Yep.
I mean, they both got to dance with each other, don't they?
Exactly.
It's a two-way street.
You got a bad dancing partner. You know what I mean? There's no chemistry there. I mean, Ronda Rousey, you know, she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, she's believable. Yeah. But Liv was not a believable champion because she took it off on the Rousey. Had Liv would have took it off anybody else, should have been Ross, believable as hell.
Carmella.
Yeah.
I would have rather seen Carmella in this spot other than Liv, though. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Okay.
I don't hate Liv. I just don't think she's ready for prime time moments yet.
Yes. There you go. Okay.
But if you put her in a tag team with, say, an Alexa Bliss, there's enough. Alexa got enough juice to pass to her partner. Every time we've seen her tag or a lie with someone, is like it makes them elevate a bit as far as character work goes. And I feel like a person like Alexa and Liv, if they go over with Bray together, I think they could be a really good team together. Mm-hmm. But right now, Liv is a role player. She's not the star yet. Popular, but she's not the star yet. I think she will be. She can work at it, but I just hate how the online people are holding her hand as if she's like a 12-year-old or something, and she hasn't been here this long. Like, she's been here for a while now. She's not a kid. She's an adult, and I think she can handle the pressure a bit. And this is what online is, right? Mm-hmm. We watch the matches and we critique them.
Give it to him, BK. Okay, I feel that. Anyone disagree with that? I mean, because I don't know. Can't be holding no hands, but I ain't about to hold no hands. Papa, let's move to the next match. Let's get this thing rolling.
Yeah, well, I know you was excited about this match. You talked about it. The strap-on match. I mean, the strap match.
Yes. So the strap match. I am infatuated with straps. When I say straps,
I mean
straps that you beat people with. Wait, hold on, wait. That can be taken. Yeah, they did.
Think about it. Let's clear it up.
That works.
Yeah. No, but it's about time for Karrion Kross to finally get something going for himself, because I think that people will still reminiscing on the poor booking by Vince McMahon. People Lord Jesus.
We're talking about Killer Cross, my bad.
Yeah, what are you doing? But people were still, still living off that moment of the bad booking of Karrion Kross, that people can see past that. So at every time you see him Karrion Kross on TV, all you saw was him dressed up like Demolition. Regardless of the fact that he came in with brand new everything, people were still seeing Demolition.
And yeah,
I'm gonna be for real. I think with this, Drew McIntyre is a good way to either write him off or find something else for him to do. But I do like Karrion Kross finally getting a W, a big W. It's not his first W in WWE on the main roster, but it's a big W for him. And it's, you know, he went up against someone, a former WWE champion, you know, big time, you know, former IC champion. You went up with someone who has some weight to their name. And when you go with someone who has some weight in your name, that W seems a little bit more, I guess you could say, lasting longer. Like, it has a lot of meaning to it. So this was good. I mean, Scarlett getting involved at the end to help him win with the, you know, fireball, da, da, da. The same thing that didn't go right for them like a few weeks ago on SmackDown is the same thing that ended up ending them. Like, Like, you know, like I kind of feel like, you know, Scarlett's role is definitely going to be big when it comes to him. Even though before, when you looked at NXT, Scarlett's role was very minimal. You know, she talked for him, brought him to the ring, but she didn't get involved that much in his matches. So I think it's going to be big, though, for him. It's going to be big. What'd you think about the scrap on match? I mean, the scrap match, Cheech. Sorry.
I mean, it was interesting enough, you know what I mean? It was big, meaty man going at it. You know what I mean? Like McIntyre and, you know, Karrion Kross, you know what I mean? Big guys going at it, you know? They were, you know, going back and forth. At each other, you know what I mean? Even though the match at first it started and they didn't even have to start, you know what I mean? On his, I don't know, maybe the loop or whatever, put it on. But,
yeah.
The match took a little bit more than it should have.
Let's go with you, BK. What you think about the strap match?
As a person who is not a fan of strap matches, Drew McIntyre, or really Karen. I'm more of a Scarlett fan. So, you know, I was excited when I seen her actually do more than just talk. So, she made the match for me at the end there. Y'all know who the star of that faction is. It's Scarlett. But, really though, I am excited to see Karrion's character evolve finally. It looks like it's going to be good. Maybe I'll become a fan finally. Been watching him since what, like Impact?
Yeah.
So to see, yeah, trusted Triple H. That's basically what I'm saying. It seems like he has a plan for him. Maybe that's world champion. Maybe he's US champ. I don't know. I mean, sorry, Intercontinental champ. So I'm excited to see where it goes now. I am coming around to Karrion Kross finally. And I think it's because the hair. It's the hair, man.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the hair is the star of the show right now for him. And Scarlett is number two.
He said the hair.
But the match itself was good, though. That was an actually good strap-on match, apparently.
Yo, Jess Wyatt, let's get your opinion on this, man.
Yo, okay, so I agree with all what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You brought up some good points about, like, this is a huge win for Karrion Keith Cross for him to get over. You know what I'm saying? Getting a dub for somebody like Drew McIntyre, yo, that definitely will help him out in the reset process that he's in right now. As far as Scarlett Bordeaux, I like that she is involved in more of their matches. It kind of got like that feel of like the early days of Triple H in China, when China would get involved in Triple H's matches. So it's got that kind of vibe to it. And the other thing too is like it watching the match, it kind of gave me a little insight of like what Karrion Keith Cross's and Scarlett Bordeaux's relationship is like. Because remember the part where like Drew's getting whipped in it on his back and his ass on by the bottom pole, and he just whipping it and just whipping it, and Karrion Keith Cross is looking at Scarlett and she's like, "Yeah, whip his ass, whip it." Like, are they like fucking this shit? Like they like really got into it. You know what I'm saying? So they just let me some insight. And Scarlett Bordeaux, yo, Orland Park, you know what I'm saying? That's around the neighborhood, so shout out.
Okay. L. Teach, Senor, it's on you.
You started with me.
That's right, my bad. It is on you. Iran is definitely in the building. Deep in it. Let's move on to the next match. I mean, let's go on to the next
match. Can I ask a quick question before we move on? I promise it's quick. Do you guys think we will ever see Scarlett wrestle?
Yes.
Yes, 100% yes.
I would think so, in some type of storyline. But I don't think like solo, like just she'll be her own wrestler. I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah, everybody that got, you know, I mean, you got Seth Rollins back, even though that probably going to happen, but I'm saying, like, Edge,
I mean, at one point when she was wrestling before she signed to NXT, between that Impact and NXT run, she was doing pretty good numbers on YouTube for her matches wherever she was showing up at. So they have a bona fide star there. I mean, dare I say, give her a good storyline and a good, give her a good few storylines, she may be a champion here.
Yeah, a good reason for her to come wrestle. Cause no, it was the same thing. I'm not comparing it, but like a lot of people wasn't aware of how good Orange Cassidy was wrestling wise. They like, thought all he did was the pocket. So when he started doing shit, it was kind of like, oh shit! But those that knew from Chikara days and all that, like that dude could go. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, people in the know that Scarlet Bordeaux could go. But just that, you know, that's a lot of people that don't, you know what I mean? So right there, that's key, you know what I mean? For them to, you know what I mean? Like, have that in the bag, you know what I mean? Just come back, yeah, hit them with this, you know what I mean?
You know, yeah, it's there, and they can, that's the thing, that they can pull out that card at any time. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like having that draw four inside your hand with Uno. You're just saving it. See, there you go with the neck.
See, that's
why that is, Joe. Yo. Move on to the next match, man. Move on to the next match.
Oh, going, you know what I mean? The
Raw. Why you keep doing that to me?
Throwing us all off. Throwing us all off with the photo.
Yo, listen. This women's championship match, ladder match, just going to put that out there. The first time ever that we've had a women's championship ladder match for the WWE Women's Championship. That's a lot inside one. I had to say it. But no, we had this go on, and this did not disappoint. I don't want to say the only thing that I took away from this that I didn't like is I wish we had a little bit more wrestling before we got to the ladders. That's the only thing I'm going to say. And I'm going to let y'all have at it. So I'm going to back off it. This is on you. And I'm gone.
What you mean?
Yo. No, I'm still here. But I'm saying, I'm going to let y'all go. Like, I'm going to let y'all go on it.
About what?
Yo, shout out to Corey B. Elite. I was saying that this match, to me, should have had a little bit more wrestling before we went ahead and grabbed the ladders. Because they went right to the ladders. And that wasn't like, you know, wasn't a lot of wrestling offense in it. I guess you could say building up to getting the ladders. Like, it was like straight to the ladders. Like, as soon as the bell rang, pushed off each other real quick, boom, let's go with these ladders. I mean, they got right to business. They got busy, as they should. But I just kind of feel like, you know, this should have been a build-up before they went to the ladders. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah.
That I totally get what you're saying with that. I kind of felt that way a little bit too, but I kind of forgot about it quickly, because once those ladders start coming into play and everybody kind of got their footing in the round, I mean the match, it was good from that point on. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, one second. Shout out to JJ. Listen, this girl right here is literally the biggest support of any podcast that is independent. Shout out to JJ. She said the JJ. Ball is in the building.
Shout out.
Love JJ.
And you know what? She's right. Let me take off this wig. No, I'm no, but no, that's where I'm at with it. You say you agree. Let's go with you, Cheech. What you think about it?
Well, I thought the match was solid. I actually thought that Bianca was gonna, you know, take an L.
Just ooh. Because,
You know, she got the upper hand lately, you know, with the other chicks. Even though they got involved, but, you know, it was just too much, you know, jambalaya going on, you know what I mean? A lot of things going on all at once. But, I was kind of surprised that actually Bianca retained the way she did.
Okay. I feel that. I'm with you on that. Just Wyatt, let's do it. What you
think? I love this. I love both of these women, Bayley and Belair. They can't do no wrong to me, you know what I'm saying? So having Bianca go out and show all why she's the bestest, the fastest, and you know the spot with the two when she KOD'd the Dakota Kai and Io Shirai at the same time, the KOD with Bayley on the ladder. I know it's kind of weird that she was still holding the ladder, but still to see that was dope. I mean, they're just building her. I mean, she's the star. She's basically holding it down for WWE. And yeah, to me, like, yo, it's Belair time, you know?
Okay. I got you on that. I mean, for me personally, like I said, I enjoyed the match. I just would have had a little bit more wrestling.
No, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Before you grab the ladder, but the match itself was good. To me, this was probably the second best match on the card. Yeah. And that's saying a lot. When you're competing with the Danny Brooke match, right? That's a lot when you say that, because that Danny Brooke match was no hope. Like, that Danny Brooke match is probably that's either number one or it's definitely inside the top three matches from that night, hands down. But no, this was good. I mean, honestly, like Cheech, I thought Bianca was going to lose the title because the numbers game was against him. I was hoping that Sasha and Naomi showed up like everyone else has been open for the past 4 months, that that they showed up and saved Bianca, but that didn't happen. So the fact that she held her own and fought off three women by herself, and on top of that, KOD off the ladder, with the ladder, KOD two women at the same time. This just lets me know that Bianca Belair is literally the next, not even the next, the current big star right now when it comes to the women's division.
Oh yeah, 1,000.
And that's a lot. That's a lot to say.
It feels organic too.
Yeah, because hear the pop when she came out. You know, the crowd was
like her pop gets bigger and bigger every single week that she goes to arena. That pop gets bigger. Like even if you remember WrestleMania, how loud that pop was in SummerSlam, how loud the pop was. Like she's a bona fide star. I mean, she signed on to an agency. She's a part of Rihanna's cosmetics line. Got her own thing going on. She's a self-made woman. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Bianca Belair. She's finally gonna be the first black woman to actually hold the title more than 100 days.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because she was on day number 98 on Saturday.
I think so, yeah.
And this today makes day 100. Wow. So shout out to her.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's crazy. When you think about it, you know, you had Jacqueline, Jazz.
Yep.
Sasha. Come on now.
Jazz came up in the wrong era, man.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Mm-hmm. If Jazz came in now, totally different thing. See what she did in NWA on the recent tip.
Yes. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, Jazz.
Literally, there's certain females like now that you can see that they could actually go. It's believable to go against some men. Jazz was definitely on that,
I'll throw in another name. Yeah, Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys. If they let her, BK.
Not Alicia Keys.
Hey, she's serviceable. She's serviceable.
No. But no, this was definitely like if you all go back and listen to the interview.
I mean, Alicia Keys.
Listen to the interview with Jazz that we had a few years back. Jazz actually said that she came up in the wrong era.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the way these women is fighting is the way that Jazz was fighting back in the day. But Alicia Fox, I guess what you're saying, You said Alicia Keys, but threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, my bad.
I love Alicia Keys' WrestleMania New York entrance. Yeah. When she brought out Jay-Z to perform.
Remember that when she cheated?
Get your I was like, we made it this far with someone that I'm bringing it up.
Get out of here. Get out of here, man. Shit, I'm saying.
Yeah, well, man. Move on to the next match, bro. We get out of here. It's getting reckless. What we got going on, man? The Maestro El Cheech.
We got the I Quit.
I want to say, yeah. I want to say that the I Quit match was next.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, that was only five matches on this card.
Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound better.
Okay.
So we had the I Quit match. Seth Rollins going up against Matt Riddle. Yo, shout out to Seth freaking Rollins. All right.
Yes.
Let's throw that out there, man. Seth Rollins coming out with the RVD inspired attire.
Yeah.
To me was definitely like that. Hold on, wait. That's not the I Quit match. I'm way off. The I Quit match.
That's how I was like, okay, we'll just go with it, you know?
I blame Just Wyatt for bringing up Alicia Keys. But, yo, hold on 1 minute. Hold up. First of all, I gotta make sure I do this right. Shout out, coming on the show right now is the unofficial intern / baddie honorary who's Mr. Casanova.
What's going on? Now we officially got all of the members of the Baldies 2.0 present.
There you go. There you go.
Listen. I feel like I'm getting ganged up upon. You know, I got my hair right here.
I mean, it ain't too late to let it go.
Nah, bro, I can't do it, man. Like, you know how long a struggle this has been trying to get my hair to grow? Like, it's been a struggle. I done tried like 7 different oils, and I finally found one that worked.
You know what I'm saying?
But let's talk about it. Let's talk about Edge. Let's talk about Finn Balor. Let's talk about the I Quit match. Yo, put that picture back up.
Let's talk about this match. What the fuck?
Yo,
yeah.
Obviously, my man's been listening to Kanye or something, because that looks like a mask Kanye would wear on stage.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was different. Yeah, I had never seen him something like that. Like, I'm still waiting on Finn Balor to put on different type of face paint, other than the demon, or variation of it, like. I would love to see that for Judgment Day, but apparently we're not gonna get that yet. Or maybe Finn's just holding back on it. But yeah, that mask was dope. What you think about that mask over there, Mr. Casanova?
It looks like he's about to open up his own dominatrix shop, but that's just, you know, my personal, you know, opinion. I'm not really sure where he was going with that, but it's not remotely, you know, cool with his character. I mean, he would have been better off doing the whole demon thing. Like, I don't know what the hell he was thinking when he was doing this, but yeah, really wasn't feeling it. I mean, somebody else in the audience might have been feeling it if they were like, you know, want to do something strange for a piece of change, but you know, I'm not really into that.
I mean, we talked about scrap bones and not dominatrix. Let's go on to you, Just Wyatt. What do you think about that mess?
Yo, I think he needs to change his name to Yay Balor. You know what I'm saying?
Yay Balor.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know? To me, what I got out of it, maybe I'm stretching a little bit. He wants everyone to forget about the Boogaloo Shrimp breaking two thing that happened last year at Extreme Rules when he was pop locking on the floor. He wants people to forget that.
Yeah.
Remember when he did the chest? He did the chest.
Yeah, I remember that, man.
I forgot about it.
Right.
No, I don't forget that.
Yeah, he want people to forget about that. That's why he came out looking
Look it up. You ain't got the answers, man.
You ain't got the answers, Edge.
All right, let's go to BK and L Chief's gonna take it on home.
I'm indifferent about it. I mean, it was something different. The entrance was cool. It flowed with the entrance. It worked, yeah. I guess. I mean, it kind of threw it off when you're watching TV. You can see his one eye stick out. I'm like, I mean, maybe do something about that. I mean, if you're going to go full on mass, you got to go full mass, you know?
The sequence was too thin.
You can't, like, cut your eye out. I can see it, so it kind of takes away from it. So, I mean, other than that, I would like to see the demon. But I kind of want to see something else too. I just want Finn to win. Finn Yeezy got to win at some point.
Finn Yay.
Finn Yay Finn.
Prince Yay. You know what I'm saying? L Cheech, man. Take it on, man. What's up?
The Prince Yay. Yo, dope, man. Like the actual match, you know, at all the moving pieces, you know what I mean? You got Dominic, got picking the ball, you know, he got a receipt, you know, you got Beth Phoenix going 1-on-1, you know, against, you know what I mean, Rhea. So that was, you know what I mean, like a nice type of scene. And Edge, I actually at one point thought that he was going to go home with it, but it was like there was too much fuckery. You know what I mean? There was a, how we call it?
Extortion. Another type of fuckery.
So, and you feel me? So it was like, damn, they're going to
have a fuck
off. But at the end, you know, Finn, the Judgment Day needed to win. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
now it seems like things will change, you know what I mean? But there's going to be a lot of moving pieces. Moving forward.
You weren't feeling Beth? You weren't feeling Beth getting involved?
Who?
Beth Phoenix.
Ah, bitch, you get in the kitchen to burn.
Oh, you crazy.
You feel me? Like, come on, man. You gonna step in the ring and not expect to get put in the face? Nah. Sorry. Not sorry. She got a concerto, right?
Yeah, she did. I mean, that's the reason why he said I quit, because of the whole concerto thing.
What a pussy.
Hold on. What about Ray getting knocked out by Dom just by a forearm? A forearm.
There was an emotion tied to that forearm. That's why. That's what happened. That was a whole new version of a forearm. That's forearm from your son. He was hurt.
Okay. One thing before we move on to the next match. One thing I did not like about this match was when they would ask them, do you quit? They were all breathing like it was some type of, you know, SMM, like, no, like, no, what?
Yeah, you're right. It was weird. It was weird.
Right?
Yo, listen here. All I'm going to say to that whole entire ordeal, Rey Mysterio coming down and being knocked out by his son by a forearm, like,
what was the reason?
I just explained the reason.
What was the reason, bitch?
I don't.
Like, I don't understand that. Like a forearm, IG, a forearm. Right. So you telling me since Dominic went to Judgment Day, his forearms automatically just got strong as hell.
Like Popeye.
I don't see him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't see him switching, you know, with both arms going on or whatever. He got Rhea going on over there. So obviously the arms are out of commission. Mommy is taking care of young Dominic, if you get what I'm saying. All I'm saying is this. Or maybe that he finally became a man. He finally got that man strength. But a forearm, IG, like a forearm, and it wasn't like it was a sneak attack. Right. Like, he literally told you, he took his daddy, went to throwing him against stairs and everything like that. Listen, all I got to say is, check in with Joe Jackson, Rey Mysterio. He's going to tell you how to deal with Dominic, okay? If it worked for Joe Jackson and all the Jacksons, it will work for you. Ain't no way my son you came for my loins. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't about to put your hands on me. But no, the I Quit match was good. But I kind of feel like, you know, it's going to be something bigger going on. At one point, I was crossing my fingers. Maybe we get Matt Cardona. Maybe we get, you know, Brian Myers come down or something like that. Like, I would have liked that to happen for some people to actually be able to back up Edge. But,
like AJ Styles?
You know what I'm saying? AJ Styles, you know what? Perfect person to tie into the storyline, right?
Yeah.
He got beef with Judgment Day. Why didn't AJ Styles come down? Like, there's a lot of things that could have happened. But apparently, you know, Edge is by himself with this whole entire situation. So it's just Edge. It's Edge against the world. And there's Beth Phoenix, who took the concerto. But no, the match itself definitely goes up there.
Yeah.
With inside the top three matches of the night, maybe. I'm going to put it up there. There's only three matches you can put out of five inside the top spot. So, for sure, right now for me, it's the Brawling Brutes, and it's definitely that ladder match.
Yeah, same.
Okay? Those two are secured in that top spot. This third match that I'm talking about with I Quit, maybe, but we even get to the Fight Pit match yet.
And this one had a storyline, though. You know what I mean? We have at least a storyline that is still kind of picking up. You know what I mean? Like, it could turn out something big. You know what I mean? A revelation down the line. But so far, the different, storylines been, you know, a show, something that they were lacking on.
It seemed a little slow at first. Edge's matches be long now, man. Like, I get it, you got to showcase them, but gosh, like, not every one of them got to be 40 minutes, man. I know it probably wasn't 40 minutes, but it felt like it was 40 minutes
I think it was around like 35, but something close to that. But yeah, you're right. Here's my thing. Now that Edge said I quit, does this mean that he's going to go away and then have another return before 2022 ends? Because this he's already on three returns. So if he goes,
hey, boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. If he comes back, bro. They need to change his nickname, not Edge the Rated R Superstar, Edge COVID. Because every time we figure out to get rid of you, you come back.
What the fuck are you talking about? The fuck are you talking about?
1, 2, 3, comeback kid.
Call him anything but Edge. But look, all I'm saying is, bro, like, if he comes back again before the end of 2022, I better not see his name inside the conversation with the biggest comebacks of 2022.
Right.
I better not see it. Because the man, this is 1, 2, 3. So I have a feeling he's going to be going away. And if he does go away, bring him back after the Rumble, because he's already came twice at the Rumble. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't want to see him come back and Rumble again. He's become seen just showing up and people still get excited.
Back you roll.
Yeah.
instead of Tony Giovanni being on AEW, I need Michael Cole to say it's Edge, the same way Tony says it's Sting. What? It's Edge, like, you know what I'm saying, to get that going. But I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, the more and more I look at it, the more I'm like, I love Edge. I don't want him to go away soon. But at the same time, if you are going to go away for a significant amount of time. Like, I don't need you showing up November or Christmas or January. Why don't you show up at Elimination Chamber out of nowhere? That'd be dope for me. At least at that time, we got at least 90 days without your ass, okay? Because you leave and you come back less than 45 days later. Now, give me 90 days of Edge free, and it's gonna mean something to me when he come back. Go ahead, Jess.
I think they're probably gonna come back sooner than you think. I think they got this set up for War Games.
Oh, goddamn! So
with Ray,
you know what that means?
Phoenix, the whole.
No, you're saying that you got AJ Styles, right? Mm-hmm. The rumors that pop up earlier, you know what I mean, about the Good Brothers.
Oh, right. There you go.
Yeah, they are free, aren't they?
Yeah, so next thing you know, you at Edge. So that's a four right there.
Edge, as long as Edge comes back at Elimination Chamber, just make sure Kofi not in the match, okay? I can't take another Kofi disrespect moment. We've had two major Kofi disrespect moments,
at the same event too, mind you.
I can't take another one.
Yeah, at the same event, bro. Moving on from this I Quit match, let's go ahead and get to this Fight Pit match. And I already said shout out to Seth with the RVD attire. You know, I messed up with that, but yeah, shout out to him. But let's talk about the way this Fight Pit actually looked. I mean, it looked good. It had a little facelift to it, and you know, they decked it out, put the LED lights at the bottom, put the Extreme Rules logo all across the top of it. And then out of nowhere, you know what I mean, you had something that I did not expect to happen, okay? You had, let's talk about it. You had Daniel Cormier.
Doing nothing.
Doing absolutely nothing. He got paid just to be Daniel Cormier.
Smile.
Basically,
he smiled, he waved his hands, he pushed off of, you know what I'm saying, he pushed off on both of them. He pushed off on Riddle, Rollins. He pushed off on Rollins. Hey, fight him, don't fight me. First of all, and this is
spot, no spot, bro. Man. This spot right here. This spot, man.
Go ahead. Talk about it. What you talking about? Hold on. Give me a second to catch up with you. What spot you talking about?
Yeah, well.
Yo, that spot right there, I'm not going to lie. I think somebody broke something. I for cringed because all I heard was snap. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Someone get down there. But no, this match did not disappoint. It did not disappoint, and it led up to a Fight Pit match. Like, you was really enthused. You was really anticipating it. Like, this makes me want more Fight Pit matches. It really does. And for a show who's been talking about Fight Pit matches for the past year, put him in the Fight Pit.
Right.
That man wanted to die. See, look, thank you. But listen, speaking of this, let's go back to Daniel Cormier. I saw this online, and I gotta get a shout out to Tiff for down for the Count podcast, but she posted
shout out.
And I cannot unsee this.
Yo,
why did he show up looking like Arnaz J, yo? And I cannot see it. Like, he really did look like Arnaz J, out of shape, big belly. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, I can't even talk because I'm out of shape. But come on, Daniel. Come on, bro. You showed up with Arnaz J. If y'all don't know who Arnaz J is, just Google him. He's one of the funniest comedians out there.
One of the best stand-up comedies.
That
hurt.
Am I lying, though? Am I lying?
I was watching her video. When she said it, I couldn't stop laughing. I had like an asthma attack. You know what I'm saying? Because he has such a distinct face, Arnaz J, you know?
Yeah, facts. It's kind of right? He has a distinct face, and here comes Daniel Cormier, and it's like, damn, he really does look like Arnaz J right now. Body shape and everything. Like, so, but no, the match itself was definitely, like, it was good. I want to see more of it. The more, the better. Give me more, and I'm definitely with it. Because there's something that I've been craving for. I've been wanting for the longest, and Now that we finally have it, man, like, give me one of those once or twice calendar year, and I'm good. Yeah, I'm good with it. But now, I don't need this. Go ahead.
Go ahead, finish.
No, I was saying, like, I don't need this to become a gimmick match pay-per-view. Like how you got Hell in a Cell and all that stuff. Like, I need the fight pit match just to be for special occasions. Matter of fact, I wouldn't mind seeing a fight pit match at WrestleMania between Brock Lesnar and Cormier, or Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. And I'm just putting that out there in the atmosphere. I'm going to leave it at that. Okay. I'll leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to find a way to... he wanted to find a way to be off. Yo, you ain't never lied. Because them moves off that fight pit was great. But yeah, Daniel served no purpose in just being a celebrity name. He didn't do nothing but say ring the bell and count the submission.
He acted like a daycare teacher. You know, saying, don't push me, push him. You know?
Yep, basically.
And don't touch me.
If you haven't seen these daycare videos where these daycare people are boosting up these kids to fight, I say definitely go check it out and report them. Not saying that it's something that you should be checking out for leisure. But yeah, report them. That's right. I said it, snitch. But let's get to the main ingredient, the reason that we were all here, the reason that everyone was even anticipating the stream rules. Okay? I've been saying on the show for a month.
No,
but
I was
going to
say that, you know what I mean, get it out. The one thing that was missing, you know what I mean, from getting all of them, you know what I mean? Finally, you know what I mean? Came to fruition, you know what I mean? The last one. That was the last one that needed to come back, you know?
I don't think that's the last one, though.
I think there's a couple. I think a couple. He's still trying.
No, I'm saying that's the last one that matters. That's the biggest fish in the pond right there.
I think you're right, though. I think he's right.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else is just extra at this point.
Yeah. You know.
No, securing him was like securing the bag a little bit.
Oh yeah. And let's talk about his return. I mean, you know, the lights go out. Michael Cole says, "Are we still on the air?" And you hear he has the whole world in his hands, and you start seeing these characters pop up. You see Huskus pop up, and let's talk about this moment, because I don't know if y'all seen the picture floating around on social media, but old boy was the definition of fuck around to find out. This right here, okay, the way that my boy and the Eagles hat is looking at us, this is like, try me if you want to, bro. Try me if you want to. I got these hands, they are rated E for everybody. I swing on men, children, and pigs. Okay? He was ready for it. He was definitely ready. But Huskus popped up. We also seen Mercy the Buzzard. Yeah. He was there.
AKA Baron Corbin.
We also had a Ramblin' Rabbit show up.
Yeah.
No, this one is kind of dope. How he pay homage.
You know? Oh yeah,
to the Brodigan brothers.
Yeah, that was the match Brody used to rock.
Yeah, that's the same one. Brody Lee, aka Luke Harper.
It looked extra creepy like that though.
Yeah,
I loved it, man. And then you had the Fiend show up, and I'm not gonna lie to you. That got a huge pop. Everybody thought that was Bray. Yeah. At least I did.
Yep.
Same. And, you know, everyone looked around, you know, the whole crew right there. And you kept hearing he has the whole world in the sands. Then you seen the video, the vignette. They go back into the old Firefly Funhouse. And then you see this guy right here show up. Then you see Bray Wyatt pull off the mask. and we got what we came here for, okay? We got the whole entire shebang, okay? This is what we came here for. This is what we wanted. And this is what the crowd was camera, you know, craving for the longest, man. This is what we wanted. At the end of the day, people been wanting Bray Wyatt to return since he left. And for that to happen the way it did was perfect.
He played perfect.
And you know what? I actually said this on Twitter, and I had a couple people come at me in the comments, which I didn't care because, you know, it's not like you're going to find me and fight me. But I said, and these are my words, I said that this, to me, in my opinion, is probably one of the biggest returns since Undertaker returning at WrestleMania 20 to fight Kane.
Ooh.
And I'm talking about the pop.
Right, okay.
That pop that you heard in there, and this is just watching on TV with my surround sound, no shade, but that sounded like a whole entire stadium, the way they popped.
Yeah.
From when the lights going out, from when the characters were appearing, to when the Fiend appeared, even louder pop.
Yeah,
then when Bray Wyatt came out with that mask, and then he pulled that mask out.
You know, the camera that is supposed to take the sound that's right in front, you know, you couldn't even hear what he was saying. You know, that's how loud.
No, you could hear nothing. You could hear not a word.
Definitely a Road Warrior pop.
Yeah, for sure. Need everybody chanting holy shit in perfect unison. You know what I'm saying?
Unison.
Right. So like, it was
something like that. You know what I mean? I don't think we can compare it. The pop yet, but no.
What about when the Hardys were
heard? Saying about it, I mean that was a loud pop, but this pop to
this
me
is louder. This
felt
is
louder, louder, and I'm not trying to compare Taker to Fiend or Taker to Bray, whatever. But this is a void that's been filled since Undertaker and Kane are no longer wrestling. You know what I'm saying? We don't have a dark mythical character right now, and to me, modern day, if we're talking modern day wrestling, and if you're looking at Undertaker versus Kane WrestleMania 20 inside MSG, and you look at Bray Wyatt just returning at in Philly, in my opinion, I think that pop was louder. And I actually went back and I watched it.
Well, I don't know, man, because I was at WrestleMania in Orlando when the Hardys
came
back. Even, and that was an open stadium. But that pop, you know what I mean? Even on TV, the way you've seen it, too. That was a hell of a fucking pop right there.
Yeah, you right. I mean, you had grown-ass men crying. I remember that. I remember the video of a grown man losing their shit, crying, hugging each other, jumping up and down. Oh, I remember those videos.
For the Hardys?
Jumping and
for
hugging,
the Hardys.
Hugging people, you know, that you don't even know, and putting your arm, you know what I mean? Everybody just like crazy, you know what I mean? That shit was
funny. You know what happened after that? COVID. So I blame you for being down there. No. Oh, wow. No, I'm joking. No, but no, that was a good return. Was this return, and here's the question for all of you. Did this return live up to the hype? Or did it live underneath the hype? Let's start off with Casanova, and we're going to run all the way back through.
What question is that?
I mean, some people got different opinions. Some people say that the return was good.
I mean, I thought it was a great return. I thought it was personally a great return. I mean, it could have probably been at a better pay-per-view, seeing as I gave this pay-per-view like a C-. I didn't really like it that much. I mean, the Donnybrook match was probably great. You know, in my opinion, I thought that was the best match of the night, personally. I don't really even say there was a top three. I mean, all the other matches fell short. They could have just been on a regular Raw or a SmackDown. I mean, the I Quit match was garbage, too, in my opinion. I think maybe the reason why Dominic got so much, you know, play in that match is because it was his real daddy's birthday, Eddie Guerrero. I mean, he had his 55th birthday.
Damn! Talk to him, Casanova.
So, yeah, basically, I think the return was off the chain, but it could have been at a better pay-per-view. I just think this pay-per-view fell short all the way around, except for the Donnybrook match.
Okay, we got Casanova's opinion. Let's go ahead and go on to BK, and then we're going to get Just, and we're going to get El Jefe himself, El Cheech.
So what I thought about the return itself, I thought it was great. I'm not going to argue the pop or anything, but what I will say is the way that, not the lead up to the event, but the way everything played out, the entire presentation, you were just the climax and you were just up and up and up. And then when we seen the Fiend character show up, it was like, yo, that's him. I mean, I didn't think it was him. The body was a little off for me, so I was like, that ain't him. But the crowd thought it was him, so they popped for him. And then you find out, nope, wait, there's more. And by the time, that pop was loud, but by the time we got to him actually stepping out of the door, it was massive. And that leads to the mind of Bray himself.
Right.
And it leans to the trust that they actually have for him. Honestly, and I know this has been said 1,008,000 times, Vince McMahon stepping out of the way and letting people who are younger and more in tune to the regular populace of the WWE universe. I'm trying to keep my focus here. You can't be showing the photo of Jesus Triple H, man.
It's Triple H Christ right there.
But it just, the everything just is perfect storm. And had this not been here, and had it not been the main event technically, I think the pay-per-view itself would have fell completely off the radar almost, other than the Donnybrook match and DC refereeing. Like, what else is there here? I'm just kidding. The Bianca match was great to me. I like that match.
Don't you mean Arnaz J refereeing?
y'all can't be doing DC like that, man.
Hey, look, I didn't do it. He did it to his damn self.
You gotta look at it this way, though. Like, what do ladies call it nowadays? They call them dad bods. So, like, when dudes are in like the later years of UFC, they're allowed to come out looking like a little extra, like, you know, spare tire coming out. So, I mean, it must be the new fad for UFC guys when they're like in their about to retire modes. They're coming out with their bodies not ripped anymore, like, you know, most of the younger guys do. So, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the reason why he's looking like Arnaz J, is just trying to, like, you know, have the old, like, later in life dad bod. But with that being said, if you're not a dad, you're not allowed to have a dad bod. Sorry.
Well, good. I checked the boxes down. We good over here.
Hey, I think we all checked the boxes. Just why did this live up to the actual hype?
Yes, 1,000%. The whole presentation, just like what BK said, I'm just going to piggyback on that. Like, the whole setup for this was great, and I love the little details and time that they spent on the video of the funhouse, like him trying to come through the TV and all that. And, you know, I kind of seen what you're saying, JT. I seen a little bit on Twitter, a little bit of people nitpicking. And some people say, like, oh, it was too obvious. Like, who the fuck cares? It's Bray Wyatt. You know what I'm saying? Like, who other else could do that other than Bray Wyatt? I know some people had other, like, you know, conspiracy theories, you know, but
I was banking on Elias,
right? And I was thinking it was gonna be Gacy from NXT, like him and Bray, you know. But yeah, I mean, I like that. The one thing I could compare to this real quick is that we all remember when we saw Vince Carter dunk in the dunk contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly the same feeling I had when I watched this debut, this re-debut of Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
I'm Mark.
Yeah.
I like that comparison. El Jefe, El Cheech, in La Casa.
Man, to me, it was fucking sweet and funny. No, bro, it was magic. You know what I mean? That shit was fucking awesome. From they did the NXT pay-per-view takeover joint when they give the cop the rights.
Oh, you know, the watermark? The little watermark? Yeah, watermark. Yeah.
But wait, there's more. When they just get, you know what I mean? Like the anticipation kept growing and growing. And then, like you said, like the house, they go inside there. So it was kind of obvious who it was, especially at the beginning with the song. We got the whole world, so everybody knew. It was the same. I compared to the same thing with CM Punk. You started hearing the rumors. He's gonna come out, and he came out, and people know. But I think that's the way to promote shit nowadays. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? Like it just the way things are. But it just, man, it was. I got chills when it came out. Even if you go back and look at the pop, like when he came out. Bro, if you don't get chills, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. But it's still like, bro.
It grabs just, you.
Captivated, yeah, it grabs you. You know, it literally grabs you, the everything.
My nipples got hard watching that. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Go ahead, keep going, though.
What you say? What'd you say?
I said my nipples got hard, but keep going.
This has been an adventure. I just want to say that.
Back in it raw. No, but yo, for real, man. It was definitely, you know what I mean, like an orgasm, you know, wrestling orgasm.
Yay. Yeah.
I'll give you that. So overall, if we had to rate this, Casanova, you already said you gave it a C. So let's go with just if you gave it a grade, what would it be? So
B minus.
Okay, B minus. BK, if you had to rate this pay-per-view overall, what would you give it?
Without Bray showing up, it's a C plus. But I think a B minus is really good for this one. Okay. This is a B minus again.
Right.
Okay. And I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna give it about a I'll give it a B minus. Without Bray, C plus. C plus at best. El Cheech, if you had to rate this pay-per-view, what would you rate it? Oh, hold on, wait a minute. I believe Cheech was saying that. Oh, there it is.
I'm dropping shit over here. To me, the pay-per-view, you know what I mean, it was what it was, but I was watching it just for one thing, and it was not even, you know, I like the pipe pit, you know what I mean, but it was just to see if we got a unveiling of Bray Wyatt, and we did, so I'm content. So I give it an A+. I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Okay.
All right.
And stand on that. I'm with you. Stand on that. So, I mean, we pretty much recapped this whole entire event, this whole entire show. So, I think it's about that time. What you think, El Cheech?
Yeah.
Is that time?
Man, you know what? I think it's that time.
Thought it's real simple, B. It says wrap it up. Wrap that shit up, B.
Professor.
All right, y'all. Definitely got to thank y'all for tuning in, watching in, whether you're watching via Facebook or watching via Twitter, watching via, I don't know, Twitch, YouTube. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening on the podcast streaming apps. Definitely want to leave y'all with some messages to PSAs, of course. First things first, we'll even get to the PSAs. I got to go ahead and put this message out here. Just because my people's already in Puerto Rico doesn't mean that Puerto Rico still does not need these supplies. So check this out. If you get the chance, go ahead and if you can, go ahead and cash out the Young Lords project for the Lifting Puerto Rico project that they have going on. A lot of people are displaced, misplaced at this time. They lost a lot, man. So we need anything that we can. Your money that you are sending is going towards batteries, flashlight, lanterns, baby formula, diapers, candles, men and women hygiene products, first aid kits, non-perishable foods, medicine, Tylenol, wet wipes, latex gloves, towels, clothes, etc., etc. If you can go ahead and donate, do that now. Go ahead, cash up to the Young Lords Project. That is $YOUNGLORDZPROJEC if you can. Also, listen, too much negativity can have you unbalanced mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Spread more positive vibes, okay? It takes very little to build someone up than it does to bring them down. Think about the logic inside that message. It can be as easy as giving someone a compliment, or you can go for the time being, and I do mean this for the time being, to whatimgonnadowith.net. Go right ahead, click on the Positive Vibes Only apparel. Yes, we do have this in everything that you can imagine. Tank tops, t-shirts, v-necks, hoodies, sweaters, baby onesies. You ain't got to get it for you, okay? Get it for someone that may be going through something. They can be looking down at that message on the t-shirt. It could be a constant reminder that life is not as bad as it seems, okay? Maybe, just maybe, for the first time in a long time, you go to Popeyes and they actually got chicken and they run out. Maybe for the first time in a long time, you go to McDonald's and you actually get hot food. Maybe for the first time in a long time, you go inside the bathroom at your workplace and the toilet paper's soft. Okay, there's a lot of good things when it comes to spreading positive vibes, okay? Also, before we go any further, I got to remind y'all, listen, to beat any type of viral disease, whether it be COVID, monkeypox, malaria, you name it, it starts out with good hygiene, people, okay? So in order for us to do this, man, we're going to need y'all to do a couple things. We're going to need you to wash your hands. But most importantly, wash that ass. Casanova, and just read that line for me. Use what?
Soap. A whole bunch of soap.
Plenty of it.
Use soap. Yes, that's definitely needed. L. Cheech, okay? Let the people know they ain't got to do this, Poppy.
Remember, yo, it's face to ass, not ass to face.
All right. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Use soap from face to ass and not ass to face. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, yes, we are the ones. And as a young kid say out here, what is it? Peace? Deuces? It's something around that line. But, you know, for all the young kids out there, I used to say this.
Fuck these kids.
So we are out. We love y'all. Y'all be safe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We out of here. Peace.